Let's say good morning to Kelly Cruz, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Winter, I thought, was over, and there's springtime is here, so we've got a lot of springtime events, but snow's in the forecast tonight. Just snow showers.
Yes, well, that's okay, because we've got a great event to warm you up this weekend.
Yeah, this is Soup and Steins.
Yes.
And I love soup. I'm a big soup. My wife makes delicious soups. We were talking about my wife made Zuppa Toscana a few weeks ago. She made matzo ball soup yesterday. She loves making soup, and I love it. She does a good job on it. This is like, how many different kinds of soups?
25 different soups from all your favorite restaurants.
I don't know how you eat all of them. You can't eat all of
them. You have to try. No, there, you know, there's always going to be a couple, you know, that you don't like anyways. So, hey, maybe have a goal of trying 20?
Let's talk about this now. This is this Saturday.
Yes.
From?
From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's basically sort of a build your own. So there's 25 different locations participating. And soups are being made by all of your favorite restaurants like Butcher and Barrel, Salute, Toad Hall, Joey's Yardarm, Reef Point Brewhouse, the new Harbor Spot that's going into the Corner House. So we've got the new cafe, I mean, George's Encore. So all of your favorite restaurants and 25 locations. And we've got soup at every stop.
Give us some of the titles. I know you had trouble with one of them.
Well, so there is all of your favorites like Loaded Baked Potato, Irish Curry, Carrot.
Wait, you're going too fast.
Okay, okay.
Hold on. Loaded Baked Potato.
Loaded Baked Potato.
Let me just suck that in for a second.
Right.
Okay,
Everybody loves a Loaded Baked Potato soup.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
go ahead,
this one's different. Irish Curry Carrot Soup from the Ivanhoe.
Okay.
Okay, then we've got, of course, we've got a Reuben Soup.
And what's that? Like a Reuben sandwich?
I guess so. Yeah. Okay. There's a Tuscan white bean and kale.
Okay.
All right. What about a street corn chowder?
Okay, that's good.
That sounds good. Spicy Cajun noodle soup.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Okay. Okay, this is a tough one. Shrimp and andouille gumbo.
Sounds good.
White bean and rosemary soup with crispy pork belly.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring a couple of Tums with me just in case.
Right. Beef brisket stew.
Oh, wait a second. Who's making that?
George's Encore.
Beef? Oh, really?
No.
Beef brisket stew.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Okay, what else?
Okay, we've got a Cajun French onion.
Okay.
You're the one you love, the Zuppa Toscana. Salutes is making that, so okay. A great Italian recipe.
Yeah, bring your
yes.
Tums.
Okay, three cheese potato chowder.
Whoa, who's making that one?
I believe Toad Hall.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, what we're talking about the other day. You know, Toad Hall is like, are they 100 years old, that place?
Yeah, they've got new owners in the last year who are just amazing. And they have, if you haven't been in there since the new owners took over, you should really give it another shot. I mean, it's been great for 100 years.
Yeah,
but
no,
if it's just one of those,
old.
If you sort of forgot to put them in your rotation, they do such a great job. The food is just incredible. The atmosphere is just so cozy. It still has that, you know, English feel to it in a way. But yeah, so, okay. Should we keep going on soups? Okay, how about cheeseburger soup.
Who's making that?
That's actually going to be made at Old Milwaukee Pub on Douglas, but it'll be served at Pub on Wisconsin because those are the same owners.
Okay.
They do a really good job with their food. Cheddar broccoli, chicken tortilla, creamy carrot soup.
Okay.
That sounds good to me. The Red Onion's famous house chowder.
Okay.
Parmesan cream of chicken and rice.
Whoa, who's putting that out?
That one was the Chart Room or Bridge Tender. You know, those two.
Yeah. Okay, well, we know the right direction to head.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the list keeps going, but we sold out of this event last year. We're looking to sell out again this year because it is just, everybody loves soup, right? It's something you can do. And there's a ton of gluten-free and vegetarian soups that are listed on here. So you can, if you are one of those things, you can still definitely get enough soup to fill
now,
up.
Now, where's this list?
This list is...
Where'd you find it?
Yeah. Well, you can either go to racinedowntown.com. You can get it there. It's on our Facebook page. It's on the ticketing site. So you can go to Eventbrite.
Why don't I have a copy of that? Okay.
I don't know, but you're missing out. So we're getting hungry. We always talk about food here.
Yeah,
me and you. So this is just a really fun, exciting event. You can do just the soup only, or you can do the soup and steins.
Please don't spill your water.
I'm not going to.
Okay. I just see you knock something there. Please don't spill it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's going to be great. If you're interested, like I said, you can just go to our website and get your tickets before the weekend because it will sell out.
Now, there's another part to this, the Stein part.
Yes. Yeah, so you can choose to do just the soup or the soup and Steins. And the Stein part is we've got really cool Wisconsin craft beers. You get this really hefty custom mug to take with you the whole way through, and so then you'll be filling up on different unique Wisconsin craft brews throughout the time too. So kind of, and then like again, you can walk it and you can start and stop in any place that you want to do it. If you want to park your car, go into a couple places and repark, who knows what the weather will be like this weekend, but it won't matter because you'll be warming up with some hot soup.
Yeah, wow, that sounds delicious.
I know,
I can think of 10 of them right there that are on my must have list.
And the great thing is that they're all made by downtown restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, so they're authentic.
It's not,
they're
Campbell, not, it's not Campbell's soup.
These aren't coming out of a bag type soups. These are all homemade soups that they're going to pull out the red carpet.
It's not Progresso. It's not Campbell's.
No, absolutely not.
It's not chunky soup.
And when you're there, you get to vote. And so we're going to have the winner of the best soup. So the competition is also on. So.
Well, that's kind of neat.
I know.
All right, so that's Soup and Steins. Soup and Steins, that's coming up this Saturday, 1 to 6 p.m., downtown Racine. Is there a starting point, or you start where you want it?
You start where you want. There's a map listed online as well that you can kind of get the lay of the land. But make sure you buy tickets to this one, because it is a ticketed event.
Now, where do you buy them?
You can go to RacineDowntown.com, or you can go to Eventbrite.com.
Is there any way to do it in person or no?
Yeah, or you can call our office, and that way you can avoid the online surcharge, because we all hate those.
I just don't like using my credit cards online.
Yeah, you can stop at our office, too.
Good. Okay. And where's the office?
Our office is at 425 Main Street.
Okay. I know where it is. I pass it twice a day.
Yes. So, yeah, feel free to do that as well. It's going to be a good Saturday.
Okay. Talking to Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Before we get to any more events here, let's quickly talk about some new businesses downtown.
Yeah.
You've got a bunch of them, including a new restaurant.
Yes, we are we have quite a few actually restaurants coming. So we're already a foodie district, but what's really exciting is where the Corner House on the Lake was, obviously that closed down at the end of January. And now it's going to be called the Harbor Spot Lakeside Dining. And so it's going to be just a really great restaurant. I'm so excited. I've gone inside and they are completely redoing it. It's the same owners as Reef Point Brewhouse. Now, they're not shutting down Reef Point Brewhouse, so don't get that twisted. There's
attention,
a lot of rumors and tension. Reef Point Brewhouse will still be an amazing restaurant overlooking the water, featuring a lot of barbecue-style foods, you know. But
if you knock that water over.
The Harbor Spot is going to be brand new. They should be opening up by the end of April, which is coming up here. They're actually providing some of the soups on the soup walk as well. So you kind of get a little flavor. But in also we have opening is Ambitious Vibes Candles. So it's where a place where you actually make your own candles. So it's like an experience place. We've got T-Bird's Wings coming. So he makes incredible wings.
Okay, where's that going to be?
That's going to be on Wisconsin Avenue, kind of by Toad Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's going to be carry out only. That should also be opening by the end of April, early May. We've got Jay's Cafe on the go. Jay's on the go. That's going to be, kind of reminds me of the inside. It's incredible with the work they've done on the inside. It's on 6th Street. Kind of like a Panera Bread, kind of has that feel or look to it. Okay. So that's going to be coffee and smoothies, sandwiches, things like that. We've got, for those of you who loved Vero International Cuisine, you know, they had a fire. And so they're still kind of recovering from that fire, but they are next door to them. They are opening up Vero Tea. And so that's going to be open
next door
Tuesday through Sunday next door. And that's going to be obviously tea and small desserts and like a sandwich of the day. So everybody, they always have incredible
food. Can't keep a good place down.
I know.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's exciting. So on the May 1st, first Friday, we're going to be doing a minimum of 2 ribbon cuttings, maybe more, just kind of seeing how progress goes with some of these.
Look at you and your downtown people putting this
all
together.
So fun.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always nice when new businesses open up. I wish them so well because it is so tough opening a business.
It is.
You got to put your money into it. You got to hope it all works. And
really, like January, February, March, yeah. April are some of the hardest months for these downtown businesses. So that's why it's really important to come down here and support. Last week, just on Saturday, we had the Candy Hop, and there was droves of people downtown.
That's right. Yeah,
it was so cool to see. Downtown was hopping for the Candy Hop. Get it?
Yes, I get it. Thank you.
No, that was really fun. We did like a peep scavenger hunt, but it was just good to see the crowd, like the street crowd.
You're funny. Do I get it? Yeah, I get it.
Should I say that this week is going to be super? Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Look at her. What's in that? Is that water?
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's water. It's coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Did you put anything in it?
Creamer.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You're just in such a good giddy mood.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, that's good you're in a giddy mood. Okay, so let's briefly got a couple of minutes here. Let's talk about some of the other events. Do I get it? Coming to downtown. All right, so May 1st is the first Friday. It's the first one of the year.
Yeah, we're kicking that off with a creative crawl, which means we are pulling out all of the artist stops. So we're going to have tons of art demos, things for people to actually hands-on art projects. The Racine Art Museum will obviously have free admission with a DJ. It's just going to be incredible. We've got probably over 20 stops of artist demonstrations, live music, hands-on activities. So it'll be a good kickoff.
Yeah, May 1st. You think we'll have snow in May?
I would not hold my breath.
Wow. I came in this morning. I looked at the forecast. Chance of snow? What is that about?
Yeah.
It just says chance, but they have the word snow, you know. And I want people to know I did not put away my snow shovels. I did not put away my snow brush in my car. I did not put away my winter coat. So if it's snowing, it's not my fault.
Nope. I put mine away this weekend. I said,
did you?
I put the shovel away and the scraper out of the back of my Jeep. I said, I'm done.
And that's why we're getting
I'm protesting.
Snow.
And I put my winter coat away in the upstairs closet. I am not having it anymore.
You put the whammy jammy on us. And that's why we're getting snow.
Yes.
Okay.
I jinxed it.
Yeah. Okay, also in May, we got two wine walks coming up, May 9th and May 16th.
Those are so popular, yeah. These are such fun events. It's a great Mother's Day weekend event that you can do
Mother's
for sure.
Mother's Day already, huh?
I know. So you can do the wine walks. We've got over 30 stops at each one. Again, it's sort of a build your own, walk your own way. We also have, we just started this last year, but we have VIP tickets. So that includes lunch beforehand at Reef Point Brew House. It includes gift card to Maple Table, a swag bag that's got $30 plus worth of goodies and items, and a charcuterie board, and a it's jam packed.
Charcuterie.
Yes.
Now I had to read a commercial and never heard of that word before, charcuterie, and it was in there.
Yeah, don't you know charcuterie?
No.
Oh, geez. Well, it's.
I leave a shelter.
You know, have you ever been to a party where there's a table that has crackers, cheese,
yeah.
grapes.
Yeah, oh, that's a charcuterie board.
Yeah, maybe little meats and things of that
I called
nature.
It the cheese
and
board.
They can get very fancy these days. Yes, so it's a fancy way of saying a
charcuterie.
Yes, oh, but it comes with like a charcuterie to go.
So if I say that, I sound like I'm with the upper crust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds
uh-huh.
good.
Yeah. So yeah, the wine walks, don't delay those. Those tickets are so fun to go to. And again, you can just go to our website, racinedowntown.com, and get your group together now. Start rallying the troops.
May 29th, Feast on the Street. I can't, what's that about?
Another foodie event.
You're fattening up Racine.
I know.
I just lost 35 pounds and you're trying to put it back.
I know. This one is so cool. We highlight 10 different downtown restaurants and they each come up with a specialty plate of all around the world. So we'll do all different. So it's like touring the world of culinary delights, I guess you could say, all in one night. So it's on a Friday night, which is sort of fun. So rather than going out to dinner and almost for the same ticket price, you can try 10 different restaurants. And it's, you know.
Now do you have to go to the restaurants individually?
Yeah, okay. but you just walk to them, and there's even two dessert locations, so you can
flash your badge and you get your food. Huh?
Exactly,
oh.
And you get a plate that's kind of full, and so every place does a great job and makes it special. So
wow,
I know we are really a foodie district. I mean, so we might as well take advantage of it.
I did take advantage. That's why I got to lose weight because I took advantage of it. Okay, and let's just dip our toes into June. You got First Friday's Summer Bash.
Yeah, well, this is like the official kickoff to summer, of course. So we'll have a that's when Monument Square will be rocking. We'll have
snow showers.
Yeah, and don't say that. DJ and, you know, food trucks and vendors, and all of the stores will be open late. And that is also where we will be officially unveiling our public art project.
Oh.
The giant postcards, greetings from Racine.
Yeah. It's, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. We picked our artists last week, and that was really exciting. We had so many good ones to choose from. We had to turn down so many of the entries, but we really picked the cream of the crop, and this is going to be really cool to see.
I have the lighthouse in my living room from the lighthouse. Yeah. I think it's one of the first ones. I have that
we
big
still
giant
have
lighthouse.
A lighthouse in our office, too.
Yeah, I bought
somebody
one of the
donated
big ones.
Back.
And ironically enough, the guy who built it goes to our church, and we told him, his daughter and him built it, and I said, wow, that we got it.
Yeah.
I paid $500. You want it back? $1,500. No, I didn't tell him that.
You know, one of our artists is a father-daughter combo that they're doing it together, and they did that last year, and it's just kind of cool that they started this tradition, and they do a really nice
job. It's a really beautiful lighthouse. It's the cornerstone of our living room, because we have everything is lighthouse. My wife is big on lighthouses. Mm. And so this is like the cornerstone of it, the one we got from the Downtown Racine Corporation when they had that lighthouse thing.
Yeah.
Went to the auction.
It gets harder and harder every year to come up with something fresh because, well, we've been doing it, I think, 27 or years or something.
Well, I see. When my doctor used to have one of the dogs out in front from the dog thing. They
bought
one of
and
those.
We've never repeated the same thing.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I know.
All right, real quick review, Soup and Steins coming up this weekend. Quick review for people.
Yeah, Soup and Steins this Saturday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you either stop at the office or pick up tickets in advance. It's only $30. And then that's going to be super.
Check. You had to get that one in, huh? Not hopping like the candy hop. And you go online. You can check all this stuff out on your Facebook page or RacineDowntown.com. And you can buy tickets
Everything is there.
Or if you don't want to do it online, you can buy tickets at your office.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks
and your office again
me.
Is at?
425 Main Street.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
All right, thanks,
it was nice to have you in. It was a dull morning. Now you spiced it up a little bit.
There you go. That's a good Monday.
With your jokes. Thank you very much. And thank you for not spilling your coffee. I do appreciate that.